So I want to look at this piece from the Morel. It's a long piece from the Morel on the Haggadah. It's on the first page, all the way on the left column at the bottom. So in Rosh Chodesh, the Torah uses a lashon which is Seir Lachatos Lashem, which is a unique lashon, Rashi points out, only from the Rosh Chodesh. So what's this lashon of? It's a Seir Lachatos Lashem. So the Medrash Gaon Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Haviu Alai Kapara Al Shemiyatiti Esirach. The Baruch Hashem is asking Klai Yisrael. Seemingly, this is the simple reading of the Rashi of the Chazal, which the Morel is going to address, needs to be explained. That the Baruch Hashem is asking Klai Yisrael to bring an atonement for Baruch Hashem's sin, as it were, Chas V'Shalom, of diminishing the light of the moon. So Rosh Chodesh, which corresponds to the moon, the Baruch Hashem is asking a surah lachatos l'Hashem, it's a surah chatos for Hashem. So Rabim Heim, minam asmiyam al dibri chachamim b'zeh. Okay, these words seem to be quite strange. To the point, I should go. Rabbi Gadol Rav Ilfazal Mafarish wrote to learn my view. Lefanai Kapara Chaver Aleichem Kishatishlimu Alai Kapara Zu Yaakovet Shemarti Lasislo. Okay, so the Rosham said, "I'm going to be Mafayis the moon. The moon was Nismayit, and the moon felt bad." Chazal say, "The Rosham says, I'm going to be Mafayis the moon. I'm going to appease the moon." So the Baruch Hashem created the stars. So the Baruch Hashem is also doing another appeasement, something to make them, that there's a special korban brought in conjunction with the moon. Okay, so that's understands what it means. So he says, now he felt better. Mefarash Uzal ki alai, the words habiyu alai, rotzalar mabishvili. So the Baruch Hashem is saying it for me. Now the kapara is not the haviyu alai kapara. You Klai Yisrael, listen. I want you to do something for me. I want you to bring a kapara for yourself. Not the kapara for me. The word alai is I want you to do something for me. What I want you to do for me is I want you to bring a kapara for yourself. And the fact that you bring this special kapara for yourself on Rosh Chodesh will be a covenant for the moon. So that's how you're helping me. But what you're doing is for yourself. That's a nice way to answer the people who ask questions on Chazal. We have a mahalak which will do that. But he doesn't like it. In Pshat, he doesn't like it. Why is it the point of, you want to give korban, you bring a korban, why dafka kaparu? Okay. It would be much clearer because the word kapara is confusing. Why use lashon kapara, which confuses people and makes all these people ask these questions? There are other parts of the korban musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Why is the cover for the levana if you bring a korban chatas? You're bringing oilus. You know, there's plenty of oilus over there. Why does the moon only feel better now that there's a korban? Apparently, we're saying, well, the Mershim said, okay, Christ is going to count for you. No, I'm not happy with that. And the stars, no, I'm not happy. Oh, korban, now I'm happy. Like, what happens? So the other morality is. The apostle says, So, you know, we don't need to give an answer for the Leitzim. If they want a Leitzim, want to be Leitzim, let them be Leitzim. That's their problem. People which are humble and they realize that they have what to learn, they will get chayin. That's the lashon of the pasuk in Mishlei. So he's applying it over here. This is Batsim, a tremendous mimer. There's tremendous things over here. Mimer is a parakir le'el chavis, Rishimim ben Pazi, Rami, Ksiba Yasal, Kima Shneem, Marasak Dalam, Ksiba Samar Godal, Mishal Zevas, Yerak, Kselam, Mishem, Sadlo, the Lion. Okay? So there's a stirrup soup. So first of all, it says both are Godal, once is one is Katan. Rabbi Rabbi Ezra, the Ibn Ezra, Rotzel Yischachim Apirish Shal Kasha. So the Ibn Ezra says, I don't see the question. Shekach Rotzel Emer. Shem Rosh HaGdolim, Shem Gdolim, Be'erich Sharka Kachovim. They're both large, much larger than any other star. So that's true, they're both large. In the two, one is larger, one is smaller. Amar Katan, Shrei Yerach, Katan, Klap Yecham. Zot. The morale, but divrei havoyim, the Ibn Ezra's terrors is foolishness. Havoy has no basis to it. Baseless statement. Quite a strong lashon against the Ibn Ezra. El Devarim, Kigam Chazal Yoidim Lefarish Kach. I mean, he says, well, you know, the rabbis, the Gemara couldn't come with this answer. I cop the answer. Like, you think the Gemara couldn't take that answer? Like, what are you saying? Karbianas of its Bereshis, Shane Lefarish Kane. I already explained back in Bereshis, you can't learn like that shot. Shkimish of Bria Achas Nivru, and Roshia Nivra of Bria Achas, Shane Dewarma Mischafim, Shech and Nikru Godel, Shane Nikru Kotten, Shesh Bem Tzad Hepech, Lodam Tims of Bria, Shadwarm, Shame Shavim, Nivru Yachet. When you things are created together, a mamach at the same moment, because they have an element of being the same. That's why that moment was given to them. And if they're not the same, so it doesn't make sense that they should be different. Means that when they were created originally, they were the same. If they're created for the same reason, they're going to have the same result. So most people, they were the same size. So the process is, after one was small, there must be something changed. So now he goes to the conversation of the Yireach. I'm not sure I'm going to get involved in that. He built a nice piece, but I'm going to get involved in that. Let's see. Okay. So on the next page Kupem Ches, in the right column, about halfway down the page. Mishul Shamarti Dover Hogan. So the Rosham said, you said a good point. Go me mismayit. She says, because I said Dover Hogan, I should be mismayit. Hirish. Arakim, it said, Etzim Abriya Nivru Shneim Kech. The reality is they both were created as one. Vein War Leos Echad Yerse Godom Minu Echad. Okay. So that's really, that should be the same. Rakhmi said, "Memshelos ha'arlam and Malchusa asher heim moishlim yafshar l'shem malachim shishamash b'keser echad." So, but it would be lacking in the hanhaga of Malchus if they both would be the same. Therefore, the Bereshit says, "Yes, the argument is good, and one of them has to be smaller." So, the longest time is, "Are we supposed to be a bit larger?" In Kain Mixer Shlemus HaYireach, but Masha Roy Law Mitzad Etzim Abriya. When it comes out the Yireach, really Mitzad, the way it was created, was supposed to be much larger. There's something, therefore, there's going to be something now lacking in the Briya. There was the argument that the Yireach said that you can't have two Malachim being Mishtamash V'Keser Echad. It's a good argument, and therefore one had to become larger. And the Bereshit made the Shemesh larger, or made the Yireach smaller, really. But we understand that that wasn't how it was created originally. I mean, that wasn't from Mitzah, the primary purpose of the Yireach. There are many functions which would require the Yireach be larger. There's this argument, which is a good argument, says that the Yireach has to be smaller. Fine. So that's going to be true. That doesn't mean we don't have now something we need to address. There's element of lacking in the Bria, which has to be addressed.
Okay. So it was smaller because it was almost like a punishment for asking that question, right?
No, he's not getting involved in punishment.
So why would the Ariach become smaller in the first place? I mean,
he's saying there's this argument that he says you can't have Shem Elohim Hashem Elokim Kesar Echad. The Rosh is, you're right.
If you're right, you'll be smaller.
So that mitzad, that halacha that we need Malchus, one of them has to be small.
Right.
That's a true statement. That, but mitzad, the fact that there's now going to be something which is Kesar and the Bria, that's also true. We gain A and we lose B.
Right. So why should the Ariach be the smaller?
He gets about that. Okay. Now. Well, there's a kodesh baruch hu law lechiyum mashal b'yom b'layla. Shenek tanas pechisus. You're saying that it's smaller means it's less significant. Adarav should yisrael malakat. Adarav mitzad mash who ilui shrekat nizgarim nimshal b'yom b'layla. The fact that it's a katan allows it to be by day and by night. So you gained. Zeki im hayum uvdolim. They would have to remain distinct. We're saying that the Yireach is in some way secondary to the Chama, which allows it to also differ be B'yom. So when they're malachim, they have to be kept distinct. Derech Moshe Shenimtsa Hasarim Melech B'Mokem Mechel. Well, Nimtsa Melech Melech Acher. Each Melech has to have his own kingdom, but you can have a Sar together with the Melech. It's not a stira. Mizavishu Shal Yishtam Shabakeser Echad Al Basar B'Nimtsim Melech. Okay. So just very simply, we allow it to be by day. But furthermore, so here's a fascinating thought. He says, "Ki kol davar shehu b'maylo yefshaloi b'lo chesaron." The more perfect something is. Or the more that it has a characteristic, a very strong mila, that generates by its element of chesaron as well. For example, kimoy hashemesh shehu morya hagadol, eif shelo below chesaron veheder. The fact, the more you make the shemesh being powerful, there's going to be some element where it that's not going to allow it to function. The advantage of being powerful will make that it's not the right thing for, in certain places. You couldn't have the sun Belilah because it would be negative for the Lila. The more power you put to the sun, the more it's required that it cannot exist, cannot be Belilah. But something which is not as powerful doesn't negatively impact the Lila. So the reason why the Yireach is able to be both B'yom and B'Lila is because it's a katan. Fichanusa garb shisham shem B'yom and B'Lila, but there was a border. Okay, so that's what the Rosh Hashanah said to her. Oz Hishiva, so the reaction back, shrug of a tira, my honey, that's very nice, and but it's like a candle in the middle of the day. What do you need it for? Kane's the Eli Matthias, Kinimsa Bayoim, Imashemish, Ubatulay Tulashemish, Acharmalo. Okay, so that's not an answer. So he said, okay, the Rishon said, Limni Bach, Yisrael Yom Mashonim, the class uses the Erech to count. So Chazal say that, you know, that there's a mile of being an Ari. So there's two Aris. Now you're the Yeshuel, you're not the Ari. But you're the Rosh to Shulim. So now that you're the Rosh to Shulim, the Chama, the Ri is the Chama. Kasher Hukten Oz Bola Mikrab Ha'ilam Azadim Ne'onam Shem Kalim Menifsonim. Because he's Scottish, so now the moon functions similar to mankind. that has a cycle and it has hefsed. So the sun is beyond the reality of man. So you cannot use the sun as the way to measure. But Kleisa, which is going to be the paradigmatic man, looks to the moon as a way to measure something, because the moon is similar to the moon. Michel Zeh, Shehu Daimel Olam Hazeh, Manolei Yisrael, Bavur Shehi Beyichud Nikra Melech Olam HaShofel. So it comes out the moon is the one which really rules the Olam HaShofel, because it's more shaykh to it. And that's where Kleisa fits. K'mashe Marit L'cha Shanas is Rosh HaShulim. K'mashe Marit L'melech, Kach Manol Yireich, Shehu Melech Shulim. This you only gained because you became the lesser one. So again, you're complaining that being lessened is a chasaron. No, adarabba, it's a milo. In that sense, being a cultist is not a chasaron. That's not true, but the seasons are measured by the chama. The chama he yersu gadol, yersu melech. Avagam she reich melech tatoyer, reich chama yersu elyon. And we do use it for certain things, fine, etc. Now. So you have to give me a girl shmecho. Didn't like that either. Okay. Page Kuvim test, left column. Okay, afilo hachi, third line. Lenitiasha daita. So after all of the things which Rashi was giving to her, still there was something which bothered her. There is still a reality of that there is something which in the, as much as that she gained, there is something in the world which was lost. So it means we need to address the loss. The fact that after the loss, the new state has many milas to it, doesn't mean there wasn't a loss which needs to be addressed.
Okay, so
because all of the answers were that you gained the mila in the katnas. That's true, but it doesn't mean there wasn't a chasorn which took place. So Rashi says, "Bring me for me a kapara." Now, dalucha kishem kapara b'loshen chachamim ena kamashu b'loshen hamayni. The use of the word kapara in loshen chachamim is not the same usage as the people, the average person uses it. Lashon kapara, but lashon hamoni, the human usage of it, the standard usage of it, is alchet shechata, is for a sin. Vazdavar shlohoyel lasis, he did something which he should not have done. Umiskarad alchet shaloi, and now he regrets the fact that he did that sin. Maybe kapara lekapra alchetoi, he could bring something to atone for his sin. Ubeelu lashon kapara noifal dafka alzeh. So that's the usage. It requires there's an aveira, there's a sin to have a concept of the kapara. Lefikach, hey misparlim elu anashim. Therefore, these people are react to this fact because you're roim adibra chachamim and be like kapara al shemati yareach. So they say that it doesn't make any sense. You're talking chashom loymer shu tzarach kapara al ma'isa. The person doesn't have to atone for his sins. The Bereshit did something bad and he regrets it. They're assuming all of this thought process because they're translating the word kapara means atonement. That's the idea is the way you get a kapara is you bring as it were an offering. So it's an appeasement offering. The Bereshit is Michael. Now you get your mechila. Kach mevi, let's understand it. So what does it mean the brush has a korban? Who's being marked? Who's the korban to? So they, the whole thing to them seems to be Chinese. But it's all based on this mistake that the word kapara means atonement. And the idea of a korban is this appeasement. So therefore they see the words are wrong. So there's two groups responding to this issue, this difficult chazal. They're going to come and talk about these chacham, which are tremendous tamid chachamim. Their leiv rochav is kachol hayam. They say osik begaiva uboyz. They're mommy using words which are tremendously insulting words. These foolish people who think that they're so smart, they're empty of everything, and they're saying words against the Chachamim don't write right, and the Chachamim don't know what they're talking about, and the Chachamim are wrong. Blah, blah, blah. They're writing the Lashonas like that. So that's one group. A kind of sheni, because of the question. They're going to find different ways to bring the ship back in, literally, which means. Nothing really worked. They came with this hasbro and that hasbro and this explanation, and taking the thing out of the pshat. And the truth is, So to both of these groups, I say, listen. So the end of the day is you don't understand Chazal. You understand Chazal, and therefore you say the Chum are wrong. You understand Chazal, therefore you're willing to say these weird pshatim in Chazal. But the bottom line is, you don't understand Chazal. So because you don't understand Chazal, you have the right to insult them or change them. Stop. So, you know what? The truth is, it's not so far away. The pshat is not so far away. So you, with all of your problems, the answer is, if you'd understand what it means, you wouldn't have any questions. Why? Ki ein sofik. The word kapara does not mean atonement. It means removal. The word kaparaponov doesn't mean atonement. Yaakov didn't do a sin. It means I'm going to, Rashi says, I'm going to take away his sour face and replace it with a nice face. I'm going to send them these presents which will convince him to change his attitude. So that's how I'm going to, as it were, wipe away the negative face and replace it with a positive face. So the word akhara means to wipe away. Rashi's point out over there that you see the word kinuach, it talks about a lashon of that when you have the blood from the Zrika Zadam on your finger and you wipe it off to go back into the kli and get off your finger, that's called, the name of that type of kli is called kipurri. Because it's a word wiping away. It's not referring to atonement for sin. It doesn't mean that. It's not a specific lashon for atonement. It means wiping away. Set number one. It can be used to refer to wiping away a sin. That's true. Limiting it to only that definition is wrong. Furthermore, the word chatas, any girl loshen mishachata a love yisbarach shabbatar, doesn't mean sin. Kiloshen chet pirushoy chasorin. The word chet means lacking. Okay, so it says by Yaakov Avinu, it says Loshen that it says when the animal got killed, Yaakov had to absorb the loss, so it's missing. Kaleil asara v'lo yechata, person would throw towards the target, and not miss. V'ayaniu v'ni shlomo chataim. Batsheva says that when. If Adonijah becomes the Melech, he's going to kill us and we'll be missing, we'll be gone. So you see the word chatoyim, there's not a lashon of sin. It means a lack. Now, Now, therefore, we understand when the Bereshit says, bring this korban as a chatas, pirish, hachasorin min avera she'osa, there's something which the avera caused a lack of something. So, yavin korban zel lav, I want you to bring this korban to address that lack. Okay. So now, v'imken kishomru soyer zeh kapora alai. The person says this soyer is a kapora, so it doesn't mean an atonement anymore. Pirush hashu siluk b'kinuach hatarumus shisrael meyareh. It's going to remove. It's going to wipe away. It's going to remove the yareh's complaint. Mizeh hayadeh ayadeh soyer zeh. Okay. V'chein loshem chatos. The word chatas l'Hashem, ki hatarumus hu chasorin, because like you said, the complaint was that there's something missing. Shein roi shiyah kantarumus, and now we're saying, but we're going to address this complaint that there's something missing. V'im kena akorban masalakeh chasorin. It's going to remove that which is missing. It's going to take away that problem. So the truth is, every chatas, the correct writer is saying what it means. Shenikra chatas shu mechaper umasalak echasorin. An avera creates a lack. Avera is avera, it's sin. But besides that, it generates a chasorin in the person's life.
It's the same thing. Lack and chasorin is the same thing.
Exactly. So the word chet, the word sin, is not the correct word over here. The point is that sin creates a gap in the person's life. And the korban is going to fill up the gap. So the purpose of a chatas is to address the chet, address the lacking which is here. Okay. So the
complaint created a gap, that's what you're saying, right?
He said the complaint was that there was a gap. That there's something missing in the Briyat. So the Chatas is going to be the Korban, which is going to solve that problem. Okay, now he didn't explain how yet. He's giving us the background in the words. Okay, now. You can't Korban Masalach HaChasar, Kamar Shehu B'chol Chatas, Shanikra Chatas, Shehu Mechapar Masalach HaChasar. V'enuchol HaHak Shasayf Sayf, V'chi Ben Adam Mushiyas Adabra V'yizkarit, V'yar Mashiyah V'yisilu Katarumis, I mean, the Bereshit did something, he regretted it, and now there's somebody complaining, and he's addressing the complaint. He says, no, that's not what we're saying. Chas v'sholom, Hashem. Again, the point over here is not that there was a sin. It wasn't an avlo. That's the Bereshit, the world had to be like that. So it's not a the Bereshit didn't do a sin by doing that. But Raksha mitzad yirech shehu bria pratis hoye kantarumis imneishet mitzad etzim briyoso ein roi lo akatnus rak mitzad seder abriya. So we look at each bria, we look at the overall picture this had to happen, but this bria still says I lost something. I want you to address my loss. You're right, this is the reality of the world. But why do I have to lose? Then he said, the Chara, there still is an apple to the Yireach. Says that should be an argument. Ain't a cushion. Two lines down. She'ilu hoya nois and din. She'ibru hanivroyim hoya zakasha. So the moon says, listen, Bereshit, you know, I mean, it's not fair. You know, I was supposed to be created like this. Bereshit says, excuse me, you were supposed to be created. I just had to create you the way I wanted, and I took it away. So I gave you, and I took it away. So you have tainas. Mehekatesi, you have tainas. If the Bereshit would be forced, chas v'shalom, to create the bria. Okay, and in a certain way, I get it. But the Bereshit is not forced to do anything. cast Abraham because Shemrochem was Shakach really abri the klal. She a melech of the base malachim. So he took it away. Bain din the love is no claim. Okay. There is some loss over here. The carbon will address it. So what's wrong with the words of the Chachamim? So these people, if they've been Chachamim, they would realize that, there's nothing wrong with the words of the Chachamim. Now, maybe the question is, we still have to address that point. So that was Enochash, it's not a question either. Means kedusha l'yayim sheyesh b'korban shalim b'shayim echol. There's a unique, special kedusha on a day which gets more another korban, which the average day doesn't have. Okay. Okay, v'chein ze dar nichbat shahukva b'chidusha korban miyuchad. So, if the fact that there's a special korban brought on that day, merizel kedusha yona sheyesh b'chidusha, this means the special kedusha in the chiddush levana. V'hiskan Hashem yisborach ma'ashem mayit oisa. So that which becomes the miyut adds an element of kedusha. May korban ze yesh lomer Allah shukapar l'Hashem b'chatas l'Hashem. So therefore, the words "Kapar L'Hashem B'Chazim" make sense. I was aiming at Hashem Yisborach. He said Hashem Yisborach, "Komaisa Mishpat B'Tzedek." There's nothing wrong. I was at a bria. A prot is nigrus echat as the Kapar L'Hashem. Okay. So that's enough to answer these people's questions. If you really want to understand it, I'm going to tell you more. This is what the comment over here. Da, can a carbon and maybe Adam Lachatos, who commush Adam Shachat to the Melech, but with them, and maybe Durham the fires, so Shane the fires. So it's not like you bring this present to him in fires, and now the king is Melech. Shane the Lachatos, no. A Lachatos Nikris Corbin, Kechot and Israqak Meshem, Bishochetoy. So what's the Chasorin which Chet creates? It creates a distance between him and his creator. Therefore, the word korban, which means coming close, shemakirim el Hashem, kasher yesh lekurva el Hashem, ayre korban husr chetoy shenizrachak bishul chet. So it comes out the korban directly addresses the chesorin that the chet generated. But korban bishul zeh husilu chetoy. Okay. Therefore, kasher miyat es yireach. There was an element of chesaron in the world. If it affected the yireach, which became now the melech of the tachtonim, means affected the dwellers of the world as well. So this, as much as there were many benefits to the removal, this change in the yireach, there was some element of lack which it generated. And therefore, Kasher Hashem Yisborach Mechadesh B'chol Chodesh Mechadesh Or Yireach. And therefore, which is different than Kasher Hashem Yisborach Managar Lama Behevach Asher Hayim Mechadim Asher Hayim Might Or Yireach Ata Mechadesh Or Mezeh Managar Lama B'tzim Hashem Yisborach L'Havi Chatas Yizkar V'el Hashem L'Yosim B'y Dveikin. So that which the Bereshim, as it were, took out of the Bria some elements which was there beforehand, which left us with something lacking. The Bereshim created a vehicle to come back and fill up that chesor. So we understand the lack is in some element of Anhagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's some element in our life the Bereshim, as it were, was not giving us. So we're with that creates a distance. He's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Korban fills up the gap. Okay, now he goes to the lashon of So the lashon that we say in Musaf, so it says Sirei Chatos Lechaber Ba'adom Shuas Nafshama Yad Tzurne. What is the Tzurne? Ki Asotin Hu Asotin Hu Amalach Amavis Shu Heder Anim Soyim. So the Tzurne is referring to the Malach Amavis, which he is the Malach, which represents the idea of lack. When a person dies, there's something which is taken out of the world. Okay, so if the Baruch Hashem says, I'm giving you a vehicle which is going to allow you to overcome that loss, the idea of loss, which the Baruch Hashem put in the Bria, so therefore this is going to be the Shuas Nashama Yad Tzorne. Kashrahim Debeke Bemidas Tuvay Bemashu Mechadash Or Yotzimina Miyut Shehunim Shech Lecholanim Soim Miyut Veheder. So when the Baruch Hashem gave us the vehicle to this recreation of Or, which the Baruch Hashem put in the Bria, is the Baruch Hashem is giving us a way to overcome the lack and get the Or the Baruch Hashem is offering. That is a general ability now to address the idea of Chasaron, which exists in the Bria. He pretty much repeats himself over here. Okay, so now...
So it almost sounds like Hashem created it at first big and then took it away to create that situation of Chisaron that we can then overcome and come close again. And kind of a macro... Hashem first created the Yireach Small to start with, there's no real Chisaron. The Chisaron was in that.
Correct.
And that gives us the opportunity to get close again through the...
Correct. So the Bershom created... So if I... Now I'm going to tell you what I think my... Now... So now we're reading words.
All right.
What I think he's saying, and which is the Baruch Hu created man, and man be'etzim, the person has in it chesor. Human, the part of humanity is the fact that we're lacking. Malachim are much more perfect than we are. The fact that we have chesor is what allows us to have Bechira, allow us to choose good, allow us to choose bad, to do Averis. That's all part of the fact that we have something which allows us to be not what we're supposed to be. The Baruch Hu put in the Bria a way to address that. So theoretically, we could have in the Bria that once you do that, there's a permanent damage. The Chesaron remains forever. The Baruch Hu put in the Bria a place where there's Chesaron, where light was gone, and it comes back again. It means the Baruch Hu put in the Bria a way to be Mechadesh and get Or again, even after the point of being lost. That is mamish what the process of Korban is doing. Korban is the vehicle. The Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you a way to come back close to Kadosh Baruch Hu after being distanced. If the Baruch Hu had not put into the Bria such a Metzius, we would have no way to do that. We would remain in the state of Chesor. But that's the whole purpose of the Bria, is to have that process. So the Yireach, the reason why the Korban is going to be addressing this problem of Chesaron is because the Korban represents the process that a human being has, which the Yireach represents in its way, this process of that there is a way to recreate and get back and fill chesaron even after the chesaron was created. So that is an essential part of the bria, without which the bria cannot function. So the pius to the levana is that the Rosham, this korban which the Rosham is creating, is that it's paralleling in our lives a vehicle how to do that which the levana is supposed to represent to us. So that's the title of the Yireach, is that there's chesaron, and the answer is that adarabba, there's going to be a korban represents a way to overcome and address chesaron. So now there's no chesaron anymore. Your whole argument was that you the Rosham through me put chesaron into the bria. The Rosham through you puts the way to address chesaron in the bria. So it's not a chesaron anymore. Say it real, you know. I remember the exact nusach, but you know, a problem that has a solution isn't a problem anymore. A problem is no solution; it's a problem. So you have to implement the solution. So the argument that there's a chesaron, if the person put in the chesaron in the bria, and the person put in the bria a way to remove chesaron, so it's not really chesaron anymore. It's perceived as a temporary state of reality, but it's not the real reality of chesaron. But the world has to be a vehicle of that. So I think it's that's the point that he's saying. That's what the idea of a korban is, the vehicle where a person, after being distanced, and that's what's lacking in his life, is able to come close again, to become korov.
So interesting. There's two levels here. There's one of the yareach every month. There's a chesaron and he comes back. But then there's the everlasting chesaron that only one day, we say in Kiddush Levana, right? One day it'll be.
Right.
There's like a certain type of chesaron that gets fixed every month, but the ultimate chesaron that doesn't get fixed, we say one day it'll be
decided. He doesn't seem to be getting involved. He's just saying that every month the being fixed is really is addressing the time of the Yireach that there's chesaron.
But it's still not as big as the sun. I think that it states
right. But his point is that it's the what it's adding is, through becoming smaller, it created a vehicle that there's a concept of that you can recreate.
Right.
And that is the means the Bereshit created in the world, the tikkun for the concept of chesaron. So
right, being smaller gives you that opportunity to.
Your title was the Bereshit was machdas chesaron into the bria through you. That's how he's learning. So I should be the vehicle that the Bereshit should put chesaron into the bria. Says that same vehicle also put into the bria the tikkun for chesaron. It's exactly what the world needed. So it needed chesaron. And why am I the Nebuchadnezzar who has to be the way to bring chesaron into the bria? Because the adarabba, what's being the Scottish now in the bria is something which is greater than chesaron. It's that there could be a new bria. Mm-hmm. Nothing else has that. The sun doesn't have that. So that's the greatest tikkun, that's the greatest greatness, as it were, is that you can overcome chesaron. Overcoming chesaron is a much greater accomplishment than not having chesaron at all. Right? We look at the guy who was born perfect and he runs his marathon and say, that's well, that's Mishunadik. The guy who was born disabled and he runs the marathon and say, wow, like, I don't say that. They both run. Because overcoming chesaron is a much greater accomplishment than, so it comes out that the tikkun that you have of overcoming chesaron is much greater than not having chesaron, than never being having had the chesaron to start with. So that's the Rosh Hashanah Mechadish through the Levana, is that you can get down and get up again. Were it not for that, we would fall down and never get up. The Rosh Hashanah created the vehicle of recreation of a man.
But it's almost, I think, like the Malachim are like the Shemesh, and the Levana is like, right. We are like Levana, so we can get up. We're never going to get up to the level of the Chala. we're still getting up to the. But it's a human level. It's like
that accomplishment is much greater,
right? Because we're getting up from here to here, but that's greater than getting up to here. Because those who get up to here are like the malachim; they never have any downfall.
Right.
So it's, even going from here to here is bigger than if you're always were here. I think that's kind of like.
So that's the first approach. I think we'll hope to hear. Pinchas has it. You can take a look at Pinchas has another approach. Which he makes it he builds on this morale a little bit. He says that Kippur means Lashon Mekaneach. So that he learns that the title of the Yireach is the one that has direct light from Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Bereshit said that I'm going to be Kaveya, that the Beis Din uses you for your kaviyas. That's a whole, that itself becomes a korban to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He has a little bit different approach, but then there's a lot of nice things over there. Take a look at it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.